Let's talk to Rachel, not her real name, the reasons for which will become obvious. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Victoria. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for coming on the programme. Tell us what's happening in your life today.
Today I'm just expecting somebody to come and pick me up to take me into an addiction stroke rehabilitation facility to try and conquer my problem. Well, not conquer my problems with alcohol, but try and cope with it.
Right.
I'm a doctor.
Okay.
And a good doctor, I think. And all I wanted to come on the program to say is that alcoholism is an illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something which we can conquer with willpower, and I don't think that putting warnings on bottles of gin will help at all, because I believe that people who drink responsibly and normally will drink anyway, and us alcoholics will
carry on.
Yes.
Can I ask if you've had a drink today?
Yes, I have.
Can I ask how much?
Am I on the radio at the moment?
Yes, Rachel.
Yes, I have been drinking today, and I admit that fully.
Can I ask you how much?
I'm not sure. I've been drinking... this sounds really bizarre. I've been drinking cans of Guinness because I think that that's got vitamins in it.
Right. And how long have you been drinking to this level for?
To this level, not for a long time. My initial problem was depression, and I know you've had lots of people come on the program and say their initial problems were depression and anxiety and all that sort of thing. I've been drinking heavily for probably about 10 years now, if I'm honest.
And when you drank and got drunk, how did that affect the depression and the anxiety?
It probably made it worse.
Mm. But then you get to a level where you are addicted, so you just carry on, do you?
I'm not physically addicted, I'm psychologically addicted.
What's the difference?
Right, the difference is that if I stop drinking, I don't get physical symptoms of withdrawal. That's physical addiction.
Right.
Mental addiction is different, and it means that every waking hour of the day, I think about drinking.
Are there other people in your life?
Yes, I've got a partner and I've got a daughter.
And how old is your daughter?
She's 6, nearly 7. And she knows that I've got a problem.
Mm.
And I hoped...
You all right, Rachel?
No, I'm not all right. I'm not all right, and I hope that by doing what I'm doing today that I will become all right enough.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let people know that alcoholism is a disease, and that it's not a willpower thing, and I don't think people should be blamed for it or judged for it.
Rachel, can I can I introduce you to a fellow Five Live listener who hasn't had a drink for 2 years, who may have been through what you are going through now?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Stuart, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. You haven't had a drink for 24 months, is that right?
Yes, just over, that's correct, yes.
Okay, and how did you get to the point where you stopped drinking?
Because it was a case of my hangovers wasn't like hangovers which, like a headache or feeling sick. I was starting to get acute anxiety, severe depression, severe panic attacks, and it was affecting me day-to-day life, you know, and it just wasn't fun for me anymore, and I'm a happy-go person, and it wasn't me, and
so
I just decided enough was enough, and I've never looked back since, and I'm feeling on top of the world since I've stopped drinking. It's just a horrible substance.
Sorry to interrupt you. Rachel, did you say, so am I, I'm a happy-go-lucky person?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. It is, I mean, alcohol does take away all, you know, it's a very complex structure, your brain, and, you know, alcohol takes away all the good chemicals which we need, and alcohol actually zaps all that goodness away from you, and that's what I was learning with it, and I had to stop, because I just felt myself going into this dark black hole of evil. All I could describe it was hell, absolute hell, and thank goodness I'm out of it. And you know what? It's only people can understand who people have gone through. If you talk to someone who's not had a problem...
The only person who understands an alcoholic is another alcoholic.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I went to a few meetings and I did, and how much that helped. And the reason why that helped is because people were relating and I was relating to them, and people were touching on subjects which I thought, goodness me, I'm not the only one with a problem here.
Yeah, totally.
And it opened so many doors. It really, really did. And I've never looked back. A lot of people say, how do you keep sober? How do you do it?
Because you don't, do you? You do it one day at a time.
You do it one day at a time, and, you know, and that's the best way to do it. And but I think what keeps me above the water is the fact, like, do I want to go back down that journey of hell again? No, thank you, do I?
Rachel, can I ask you, is it your decision to go into rehab today?
Yes.
Yeah. Diane in Newcastle. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Can I introduce you to Rachel?
You can indeed,
Rachel,
yeah.
Diane.
Hiya, Rachel.
Hi.
Diane, tell Rachel your own experience.
Well, you quoted me on my Facebook quote before about, I'm nearly 19 months sober now. I went through AA. And I don't think the labels are going to help, to be honest. I think, you know...
No, I don't. I agree with you.
I think for me, personally, I wouldn't have taken any notice of a label.
No, you wouldn't, would you? Because you're alcoholic.
Exactly. You know, and I don't think any labelling on any bottle is gonna stop anybody from drinking if they want to.
I completely agree with you, and that's what I wanted to say.
Absolutely, right. Do you know something? If you've got that desire in you to stop drinking... you can stop drinking, okay? I mean, I was sitting where you are now. I was sitting there in July, 18 months ago, and I was absolutely terrified, and I could see my life slipping away.
I'm terrified.
I've got three girls. I was going to lose everything. I was going to lose my house. I was going to lose my kids. I was going to lose everything.
Yeah.
And there was such a desire, because, I mean, I was physically and mentally addicted to alcohol.
Yeah,
I couldn't cope without a drink. My life was in bits.
Yeah,
and I knew I had to stop. And I went through AA, and to know that there was other people there who felt like I did was just amazing. And I didn't even take it. At first, I didn't even take it one day at a time. I took it like 10 minutes at a time. You know, and if I could get through the next 10 minutes without a drink, that was a success. And it'll be 19 months.
And isn't it nice to go to AA and people say, we've always felt uncomfortable in ourselves?
Absolutely.
And
you know, it's such a wonderful thing to have people who know what you're going through.
Yeah.
But I think education needs to start at a young age with children, the drinking culture needs to change, and it needs to be a case of, I said on Facebook, the drinking culture at the minute is get as plastered as you can, as quick as you can, from a young age, and then you sort of think, oh, well, I can drink, I can, you know, I can manage a couple of glasses of wine on a night time.
Yeah.
And before you know it, that couple of glasses has turned into a bottle, it's turned into spirits, it's turned into a three-day bender, it's turned into your life going down the pan.
I don't think it's relevant what you drink.
No, absolutely not. I think you can go from, you know, anything.
Because people have been on the phone today saying, oh, we know people who drank vodka or whatever. That's not relevant.
No.
It's the alcohol. It's not even the alcohol.
It's the thinking. And I would have drank anything. You know, I would have, if whatever it was,
if it had been
beer, if it had been vodka, whatever it was, I would have drank it.
It's not actually the alcohol, is it? It's the thinking.
It is. And do you know something? I've changed me thinking in the last 18 months, and I've gone from somebody who had quite severe mental health problems before where I couldn't function as well, and stopping drinking and learning how to change me the way I think has improved my life 1,000,000%, and I've gotten out of my life in the last 18 months more than I have in the last 36 years because I've changed my whole thinking. And I feel like I'm a different person. And, you know, if you need any support, you know, I'm quite happy for the BBC to pass my details over to Rachel as ongoing support, because, you know, we all need that when we're struggling with alcoholism.
Yeah.
We need somebody. I worked, you know, particularly closely with somebody, and I got through, you know, the initial first days, which were blooming tough. I thought I was going to die. And you know the scenes on Trainspotting where he's coming off heroin?
Yes.
Honestly, I felt like that. I lay on my bed for 4 days and I thought I was going to die. And then, because I did a cold turkey. But I tell you something, if you need support, Rachel, you know, I'm here and I'll help you.
Thank you.
And anybody who, you know, people don't think they're alcoholics because they go out on the weekend and they have a binge drink. You know, and they think, oh, that's not a problem.
I know I'm alcoholic.
You know, I mean, people need to realise that alcoholism is not the only danger with alcohol. If you're going out on a weekend and you're drinking to a point where you're absolutely off your head, you know, and you're doing it every weekend, that's a problem. You know, but Rachel, you can look inside you and you can make that change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've got every faith in you to do it. You know,
thank you so much.
I really believe you can do it. And I think, again, like I say, education. Educate kids from a young age so it's not cool to get plastered on the weekend.
Yeah.
So that they're not hanging around playgrounds drinking half bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to bring in Nick, Diane, at that point, who is a student. Hello, Nick.
Hiya.
How often do you drink, Nick?
Once or twice a week, at most.
And do you binge drink, or are you pretty moderate, or what?
That's interesting, because I think probably technically, on any kind of checklist, it would count as binge drinking.
Mm.
But I think it's really important to note that it varies person to person how alcohol affects you. So the amount that I would drink would leave one of my friends absolutely plastered, whereas for me, it really doesn't have that effect. So
Can I just pause
bad.
There? Sorry, Nick.
Sorry.
Rachel, are you asking someone for a drink?
Yes, I am.
What are you asking for?
I'm asking my poor partner to bring me a can of Guinness. How sad is that?